From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. An estimated 48 million Americans have some degree of hearing loss, but only about 20% of them use a hearing aid. That's partly because sometimes hearing loss isn't quite bad enough to need hearing aids, which can be expensive. One option to fill in that gap are headphones. Remember headphones? They're not quite a substitute for hearing aids, but they are cheaper and have less stigma. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has been trying some out.
I'm at that age where I find it hard to follow conversations in noisy bars and restaurants. I'm not ready for hearing aids at all, but I wouldn't mind something. David Owen's written the book on this. It's called Volume Control: Hearing in a Deafening World.
Because there are all these people, the baby boom generation is having hearing problems. There's this huge market force that is making companies think about making hearing devices.
Connected.
Today, at lunch, I'm wearing a wireless black earbud in each ear. My coworker says they look like Beatles. They're definitely more like modern headphones than an almost invisible hearing aid.
Restaurant. Focus on.
But as well as streaming my music, these $500 buds from Australian company New Hera have a mode to help me focus on conversations. You can adjust them with an app on your phone.
I got turkey pesto.
David Cannington's the co-founder of New Hera. He says these aren't hearing aids. They're not designed for full-time use, but as a kind of added boost when needed.
You can go into our app and start adjusting how you hear in certain situations. So, for instance, if you're in a noisy restaurant, you can drop back the background noise and elevate speech.
And when you walk out of the restaurant, you can turn your music back on. Michael Nape at audio specialists Harman International sees applications of these types of tech expanding.
We think there's something really interesting about providing, you know, essentially bionic hearing. So even folks who have, you know, decent hearing today can benefit from some of these technologies.
There's a dog barking in that building all the way over there. See that building?
Yeah.
There's a dog barking in the window of it.
A dog bark?
Kidding.
Okay, I'm not quite the bionic man wearing these buds, but I do hear quieter sounds better. Just as headphones are morphing into quasi-hearing aids, a new law is about to make it easier to buy conventional hearing aids more cheaply over the counter, kind of like you can with reading glasses. But one day, people who need hearing aids may just choose to wear advanced headphones instead, which are now so widely worn by everyone that the stigma of hearing enhancement may just go away. Author David Owen.
These capabilities do blend together, and one researcher said to me that he expects that someday hearing improvement will be a feature on a device rather than a device.
So yet another thing you'll be able to manage with your phone. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.